It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Flight delayed in New Zealand by a penguin on the runway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. Okay, Kevin.
Well, it happens each and every year. Some new toys get inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Beautiful place in Rochester, New York. And this year, the inductees have been named, and I will tell you who the nominees were. They always start with a bigger list of nominees.
Sure.
And then folks across America vote.
They sure do.
And the National Selection Advisory Committee, they also vote. And then they put together the results, and they come up with, this year, three things that will get into the Hall of Fame. So I'm going to give you some of the nominations, and let's see if we can say which ones you'd put in.
Okay.
Apples to Apples, the board game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun game. Balloons.
Balloons.
You know, I mean, it's like a stick has been in the Hall of Fame, I think, a box, like they did. They always have stuff like that.
It was a great one, though. Man, what a great, cheap game. You know, keep it up in the air. See how long you can
balloons.
Keep it up. Let's play volleyball over the couch because we don't have actual toys to play with.
Yeah, we have a blast with balloons. Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Okay.
Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah.
The Pokemon trading card game.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, it's huge.
RC vehicles, the old remote-controlled vehicles.
Oh, those are cool, too. Yeah.
Sequence, the game.
Mm-hmm.
The stick horse and the mini trampoline.
Wow.
Or no, just the trampoline in general.
Just the trampoline, oh.
So those were ones that were, you know what? I lied. I left out the three that were actually the winners.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I realized they listed them without the winners.
Separately, yeah.
The winners this year, My Little Pony. Can't argue with it.
Yeah, that thing was pretty popular. Probably still
my
is,
little
maybe.
My little pony, you can even comb her hair. My little pony, I just want. I don't remember the words, but God, that song was
seems
so
like
nice.
You do.
I don't remember what he said after.
Was that
I don't
a
even
show
know if it was.
Or a commercial or both?
Commercial, I think. It may have been a show, Jay, but I think it was just a commercial I'm remembering.
My little pony, comb and brush her hair. My little pony, my little pony. Tie a ribbon to show how much I care. My little pony, my little pony. I take her wherever I go.
I think your version
was
better.
That seems like a little more upbeat version
than yours.
Than what I remember.
Yours is borderline creepy.
I remember a little softer. A little softer, like a... My little pony, my little pony.
Maybe it was just the quality of the commercial
comb
from
and really.
2007.
What is it? You can comb and brush her hair.
I think that's it.
Horses like that. That's what I've heard. They like their hair getting combed.
Tie on a ribbon to show you care, I think was the next one, if I'm not mistaken.
Transformers is going into the Toy Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Transformers, they were fun, weren't they?
Man.
They made a movie about them.
Couple of them, yeah.
Just a few movies, didn't they?
Yeah. Again,
and
that's a great one.
We, in high school, this is real dumb, when I was pretty young when this happened, the older classmen, the defensive linemen, they wanted to always sing Transformers. So they'd get down, like, in our stance, like, during the game, and be like, Transformers, more than meets the eye, and then we'd move around, like, do little stunts, and then... Yeah. We lost a lot of games.
Wait, was this before or after you sang My Little Pony?
Yeah, maybe that. Are you sure you were singing the right song?
I don't remember. And finally, this one I agree with the most.
Oh.
Phase 10?
I don't know that game.
Phase 10, the card game?
Yeah, I don't know that game.
Oh, buddy, get it.
Really?
You got to get phase 10.
Okay.
Producer Steve, please tell me you know phase 10.
I know phase 1 through 9.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know phase 10. Card game,
phase
huh?
Phase 9.
Okay.
Solitaire.
Guys, phase 10 is so fun. In fact, we have a deck here, and it was a deck that I had, we've lost parts of it. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
It got torn open. We lost parts of it. But I just said the other day, I'm like, okay, my granddaughter's to the age now where she's not going to rip it open. Do, you know, she might color on the cards, but it's time to get a new set and try to start playing that game with her. But it's a fun one to play with adults too. Like,
yeah, I don't know how to play it
all the time. You get cards and then you try to get tens. How does it all work, Jay? I can't remember all the things. You have to get all. You have to get a shut up, Steve. You wouldn't know fun if it fell out of the sky and wiggled on your face.
Oh man, what are we doing?
That's kind of hurtful.
You think? Steve, they're basically a numerical cards 1 through 12 in four colors, like, you know, like red, blue, green, and yellow. And then there are two of each number for each color. And there's also eight wild cards, which can represent, of course, any number or color. And four skip cards, which, of course, when played, will then skip a turn.
Oh, skip.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Wait, is this Uno?
No, it's phase
like Uno,
10.
But better. Yeah, Uno's simpler. Phase 10 has definitely more strategy, I think.
Yeah, sounds real fun.
As you play.
Gosh, this
again.
Steve, you wouldn't know phase 10.
Advice from you on what is fun.
You wouldn't know phase 10 if it fell out of the sky.
I see.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do dogs, like, how do they know where to go 4 miles away? It's not a place where they live. It's not like it was their home. It was a campsite.
Kevin James.
I mean, their nose is that great?
Is that what it is?
What other explanation could there be? They got GPS?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, one in 2,000 adults were surveyed.
There it is.
And they found that one in six admitted to serving food to guests that had been dropped on the floor.
Oh, come on, man.
And that's not the only gross thing people admitted to, Jay. 28% of respondents said, yeah, I've tasted food with a spoon that I was cooking with. And then
when it's just your family?
You know, back in the pot. Guests. I don't know. It says they fed it to, you know, guests. So I'm not sure.
If that's all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just your favorite local restaurant.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Nearly a third of people said they simply have wiped down a knife and put it back rather than washing it. Oh, that is a classic KJ trick right here. That is
like after it touches food.
Yeah, or like you do something with the knife and you realize, okay, that didn't even get any dirt on the knife at all, and I'll just run it underwater real quick, take it on the my shirt
on your shirt,
dry it
on your shirt of all things, yours.
Yeah. Well, but I use the inside of the shirt.
Well, that's worse. It's touching your skin.
Is it?
It's touching your skin.
My skin's clean because I showered, and then it just sits there under a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jay, you want to go to Kevin's later for dinner?
I'm not hungry.
Okay.
Steve, I saw a memory from last year on Facebook where you and I went to...
Ooh, you know Hunan?
What it was? Huh?
Hunan?
Hunan?
Wuhan is that's a restaurant where I'm from.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, was that
to where I thought I had the wrong name for a second. I was like, wait, no, yeah, no, Wuhan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, Wuhan's a different place.
Okay.
We've gone there one time. We went there that time, and we've never been back. Not because we loved it. We just need to make that a thing that we do more often.
Right.
I got a card.
You got a gift card?
No. Remember, Kevin, you gave me all these note cards with words on them that said...
Oh, yes.
It was like gifts.
Your coupons that I gave
you. Yeah, coupons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was what was that? A birthday present? Is that what it was?
No. That was for his one-year anniversary.
One-year anniversary. Okay.
Yeah, so I have a free dinner out with Kevin is one of them.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Hoo-hut. I would say that's a great call.
Yeah. So you don't want to go to Wuhan?
Is it Wuhut or Wuhot? Do I say it wrong? Which one is it? I don't actually know.
I mean, I think it's Wuhut? Hot. I think it's hot.
Or Wuhot.
I think it's Huhot, is it not?
I think so.
Wuhot.
Wuhot. Mongolian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said it a little different, and I was like, I'm going to defer to you. You're the Valley guy. You've been there more than I have.
Did I make it sound like I said Wuhut instead of Wuhot?
Yes.
I thought
maybe it was, because it does, I mean, it would make sense if it was a hut.
Yeah,
as well.
Either way, I feel like, yeah. Yeah, Wuhot.
Yeah. But it is hot. That fire sometimes shoots up to the ceiling.
Speaking of that, they're showing Trump and Biden at the White House right now. Steve, can you see that picture?
Yeah.
The video? Look at the fireplace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what is happening?
Why is that on?
That can't be gas. Can it be gas? It's the biggest fire I've ever seen in a fireplace.
In the fireplace? Like, oh, maybe they're burning documents.
It's literally right behind them. And they showed this. I was watching that, Kevin, while you were talking. And this, you know, one of the press photographers or the White House photographer probably. He like slides between. See how close that is? What it looks like, maybe like 6 feet. Between the fireplace. Oh, it's got to be a gas. That is the biggest fire I've ever seen.
Are we sure it's not a TV with like a flame?
I hope so, because that photographer stepped over in front of it to take a picture from behind. And I'm like, bro, you're going to light on fire. Like literally that, I can't even focus on.
How big's the flame?
Kevin, it's shooting out of the picture.
No.
It's like, you know how the top of the fireplace is? And then it's like a completely out the top. That's not safe. Someone needs to look into
that. No, that seems wrong.
See, Steve, look, there he is again. He's standing directly in front of it.
Why is he taking a picture from that way?
His clothes are going to catch on fire.
That seems odd.
Very. That is insane. I can't focus on what they're talking about. Don't really care. But man, that fire's big. Wow.
You're distracted now. Now that you've seen that, you are distracted.
Kevin, if you Google that, oh, man, you're going to be like, yeah, that's not, whatever they got going there is not safe.
That's not the way we're supposed to be doing it.
I apologize for breaking into your story, but
worries at all.
Yeah, someone needed to say something.
I thought we were going to see a man catch fire and then they have to roll him around on the White House floor there.
Wouldn't that be something?
Probably not the first time.
You think someone's caught on fire?
I was thinking more of the rolling around on the floor.
Oh, that, yes. That has been confirmed. The Big 99.9 Mr. President. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kelsey said, is Sean really 6'5"?
Kevin James.
Or is that like Jay saying he's 6 foot?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba. Which, by the way, Steve and I are going to be at Indaba Coffee Roasters in about a couple hours here, like 2.5 hours, helping with the Christmas Wish, because Indaba Coffee Roasters donates $5 for every bag of Christmas Wish blend that they sell. So, anyway, we'll talk about that on the way. How's the day treating you so far?
Not too bad.
Yeah? Been busy?
Yes, always.
That's good.
Life, you know what I mean? Just,
right?
Just, yep. Yeah, all the things, yeah. Are you a list keeper? Like, do you write stuff down, or do you keep it in your phone, or you just kind of have it in your mind?
I have to write everything down.
Yeah.
I have tons of lists going at any given time.
Multiple places?
Yes.
Are you like a sticky note person or a calendar, or how do you do it?
I have a calendar, and if it's not in the calendar, it doesn't exist.
God bless you for that. That's a guy. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I think I've uttered that maybe 1,500 times. This week?
Yeah. Good.
This week?
Well, it's just one of those things. It's just a lot of stuff, and I'm the same way. I'm like, well, if I didn't write it down, then how would anybody know about it? So,
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can't get you some free coffee here. Our category is 13 because it's the 13th.
13.
And, yeah. And now you just have to decide if you're going to challenge Kevin or if you're going to challenge me.
Let's go with Kevin.
Okay. Kev, we'll see you in about a minute and 15 or so, and good luck.
already so many challenges, though. Why? Like,
you have so many challenges, life challenges. You feel like it's unfair.
That's all right. I'm ready. I can do my best.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, okay. Kevin. All right, Candy, here we go. So, pass. If you get stuck, you're going to get 7 questions in 60 seconds.
All right. Okay. Question 1. Name one of the 13 original colonies.
Massachusetts.
Brie Larson had a part in 13 Going on 30. What 2019 superhero movie did she star in?
Pass.
Chris Stapleton released his 4th studio album November 13th, 2020. He also sang the national anthem at last year's Super Bowl. Where was that?
I have no idea. Pass.
13 Reasons Why was a show on what streaming service?
Peacock.
What is the 13th letter in the alphabet?
M.
This popular soft drink is the 13th most followed Facebook page. What is it?
7-Up.
1300 in non-military time is 1 p.m. What is 5 p.m. in military time?
Wait. 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, 1700.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little confused.
I switched it up.
All right, hang on, Candy, for 1 second. We'll wait for Kevin to reemerge from the depths of his wine cellar where he hides so he doesn't get any advantage on the Beat the Show. Hello, Kevin. Okay.
Well, he might.
By the way, that is.
He might not come back,
Candy. W-H-I-N-E.
Yeah. His is just about complaining, though. Yes, his wine is spelled with a W. It's different than most of ours, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Candy.
Still
all right, Kevin.
Still a lot of fun, though.
Well, is it? Is it, though?
Well, I wouldn't know fun, though.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't take fun advice from you if it fell out of the sky or whatever he said. All right, let's go, Kevin, here. Same
it
7 questions.
Or something? I don't know. All right, Kevin, name one of the 13 original colonies.
Yeah, Kevin, name one.
Oh, I don't know. Massachusetts.
Brie Larson had a part in 13 Going on 30. What 2019 superhero movie did she star in?
Oh, geez. Gosh darn it.
Right.
Jurassic World. She's in that.
Chris Stapleton released his 4th studio album November 13th, 2020. He also sang the national anthem.
Pass.
Okay.
Stop reading.
13 Reasons Why was a show on what streaming service?
Oh, man.
A streaming service? That sounds like Apple Plus.
What is the 13th letter in the alphabet?
Good luck.
Pass.
Wow.
This popular soft drink is the 13th most followed Facebook page. What is it?
The 13th most... I mean, Coke?
Can I ask him the last question?
You want to make him mad?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. 1300 in non-military time is 1 p.m. What is 5 p.m. in military time?
1700.
Just past the time.
Do a lot of military time around here.
Yeah, because your son.
One son was in the military, right? And my other son worked at the airport, and everything was done in military time.
Sure,
he worked there, and he still, to this day, hasn't worked there for years. He still has his watch, like, in military time.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there you go.
Cool.
All right, well, let's see how we did. Let's compare answers.
That's a fun fact.
Thanks for that.
Name one of the 13 original colonies.
Both said Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's one of them.
All right, 1-1. Nicely done.
I'd give you the list, but it's a lot of
words.
It's
long.
Brie Larson.
You laughing at me saying Boston?
Dude, I was. I was like, yeah, well.
I was trying to think of where I was like, Boston. I know that's old.
That's all right. It was out loud thinking, which I'm not opposed to.
Yeah.
Brie Larson had a part in 13 Going on 30. Great movie. What 2019 superhero movie did she star in?
I thought Candy was going to get there with this one. She couldn't quite get there. She passed. Kevin passed it.
Well, no, Kevin did not pass.
Well, Kevin said Jurassic Park. I mean, that's like a pass. I don't know what that's not a superhero
Jurassic
movie.
World.
Or world. Any of the Jurassic movies are not superhero movies.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Still 1-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Bree Howard, I think. Or Dallas.
Bryce Dallas
Who is
Howard?
It in, yeah.
Yeah, different person.
She's the one in Jurassic World.
I that's so close.
Get them confused sometimes.
Really? Okay.
Really?
I don't know. Do they look? I'm gonna Google them now and find out if they look alike.
I can tell you they do not.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you get there.
Chris Stapleton released his fourth studio album November 13th, 2020. Also sang the national anthem at last year's Super Bowl. Where was that?
No guesses. I can't remember where it was.
Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, I think I would remember that. Still 1-1, guys.
13 Reasons Why was a show on what streaming service?
Candy said Peacock. Kevin said Apple Plus.
Netflix.
1-1.
What is the 13th letter in the alphabet?
That, see, Candy. Candy gave it an effort, and I'm pretty sure probably got it right. M. Kevin didn't want to take the time. Didn't have enough time passed.
Yep, Candy 100% correct.
2-1.
I knew that was trouble.
2-1. Yep.
This popular soft drink is the 13th most followed Facebook page. What is it?
Candy said 7-Up. Kevin said Coke.
Coca-Cola.
2-2. Look at it. It's going to all come down to this. Kevin didn't get there, so.
1300 in non-military time is 1 p.m. What is 5 p.m. in military time?
17 for Candy.
Yeah, did the old switcheroo. Ooh.
Yeah, let's go, Candy. Team Candy.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah. Candy, congratulations on the win. $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
And you only had to put up with us for, like, you know, 8 minutes.
That's okay. It was worth it.
Awesome. Hold on. I second guess your opinion after that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Not really dancing. Just more thrusting of fists and, you know, to the songs. You know what I mean? It's not really dancing.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's...
That is how you dance.
Kevin James.
I thought you were going to say thrusting your hips, and I was like, oh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day time, Kev.
I'm expecting producer Steve to pass out when he hears this story.
Oh, okay.
Like, are you able to keep an eye on him right now?
I can follow along.
Yeah, I need an adult supervision at all times.
Yes.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure if he goes down that you're there to help him.
Right, I can run into the other room and provide some sort of assistance.
Something, yes, this will blow his mind.
Okay.
4.5 million is the answer to the question, how far did she drive?
Oh.
4.5 million miles is the answer.
Wow.
For this lady who drove for Swift Trucking Company for 41 years, she just retired.
Dang.
4.5 million safe miles, as they call it. So who knows how many unsafe ones she had.
It's not true. And 64 that unsafe is, miles.
That's right. In 41 years, she did 4.5 million miles. And I don't know if that's a huge amount for a trucking company or if that's kind of normal. It works out to like $110,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some truckers who are listening who might be able to.
Driving.
Yeah, I know, Kevin. I mean,
yeah, be like, oh, yeah, we do that or we do more than that.
Sure.
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, could you imagine driving 110,000 miles in a year?
110, carry the one. No.
Steve, based on your current performance, could you imagine driving 60,000 miles in 15 years?
Yeah, just about. A little bit under.
A little bit under, yeah.
Just about. Yeah. Where are we at? Where is the mighty Corolla at now?
53,080?
Wow, yeah.
5380.
Yeah, you're really
and
racking
that is,
them up.
Again, how many years old?
What do we say? 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
13, yeah.
Okay, so 13
even
years.
Even if you only count 12 based on the fact you got it late in that year.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so in that amount of time, she would have put on like 1.3 million miles.
Right, almost the same. 53,080. And again, now when did it turn over to 53,000?
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's almost the same.
Last week?
You put 80 miles on in a week? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you go? What did you do, young man?
Explain your behavior.
I think it's actually more than that. I think it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
It might be more. Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? I had to go out to the valet.
Had to go out to the valley, yes.
Yeah. So. All the way to the valley?
Yeah.
From downtown?
Who could possibly do that every
Holy
day?
Cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like 7 miles.
Mm.
No,
12 miles, I bet.
I mean, it depends on where in the valley you go. Like, my house from here is, from this location, is 17-ish miles, a little bit more. So
because you got to go south.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go, Steve? What part of town?
I know Steve didn't get too far off the freeway.
No, probably not.
Well, no, I went to Walker's Furniture.
Is that on Sprague?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a 25-mile round trip.
That we both thought that he, like, went and did something fun in the valley, only to find out that he was just working at Walker's.
Yeah.
What's so bad about that?
With a friend. Nope.
Right.
She'd like to be 35, I bet.
Fact. Yeah. So, yeah, you weren't completely off.
Yeah. No, it's more of a name confusion. I feel like they're both.
What?
I don't know. They both kind of came onto the scene at the same time. I had never heard of either one of them.
Wait, you're saying that Bryce Dallas Howard sounds like Brie Larson?
Well, Brie and Bryce aren't that far off.
Brie and Bryce, yeah. I mean, those names are just not that common. And I had never heard of either one of them until, like, when I was watching Jurassic World, a movie I did watch, our friend Big Ed let the dinosaur out. You're welcome.
Who let the dinosaur out?
If it wasn't for our buddy Big Ed in that movie. That movie would have been so boring if he wouldn't have screwed up and let the dinosaurs out.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Big Ed.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
And when I was watching that movie, I was like, who is this girl? I don't know who she is. I thought she was great in the movie. And then I see that it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Right.
You know, daughter of Ron Howard. Correct. And I was like, oh, wow. How do I not know her? She seems awesome.
She's got to be one of your favorite actresses, Steve, right? Because you also think that Ron Howard is one of the sexiest bald men alive.
What? I mean, it was just a guess.
We found that.
I mean, I don't have a list of the sexiest bald men.
Oh, you do too. The Big 99.9 Coyote.